Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite an amazing start to your career, you still have a bunch of doubters. What can you say about proving them wrong this weekend?
This is not about them. It's always about the work you put in, and everything being a reflection of the work. And so I've always had a focus on myself and trying to improve and ultimately wanting to beat the opponent, whoever's in front of you, but just trying to improve and take it a day at a time.
There it is, Jalen Hurts. Taking down the opponent in front of him. Well, this time it's the Chiefs. It is Mahomes. It is Reed. And I think he's got to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Colleen Wolf with us. Next hour, Greg Olson. We will also have Elliot Shore Parks later in the show. So a lot going on right now as I feel like we've turned that corner now. It's now about the game. Like, the Super Bowl is here. We only got two shows after today, Hugh, until the Super Bowl. We're here now.
Man. Yeah, I'm excited about it too, man. I mean, you know, it might not sound like it, but as the days progress and we get through this, you can start feeling the tension start to ramp up a little bit, getting a little tense and a little intense in here.
Well, especially because I think the anticipation is it's going to be a close game. It's an even matchup, right?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are a little bit better overall, but it's close. I mean, that feeds into it, that every play in this game Sunday is going to matter so much. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up, buddy?
How are we today, Seth and Glenn?
Yeah, we're great.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, the next time that happens to you guys, really, really easy. The first opportunity that you get to call them a name, you call them a different name. And if they correct you, your response is exactly, Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, nice to meet you. And it won't happen again.
Oh, no, I'm not. I like it when people mess it up because that means, you know, it is what it is. They're not doing their homework.
Yeah, see, the thing for me is he thought I was a different Joe, so that one, that's kind of like, you know, I might not realize it at first.
Yeah, then it was kind of dry because he tried to, well, you can go to Philly and you can go to grab a Joe off the street. Nah, not a Joe Giglio.
Yeah, there's not many of those. There's not many people that look like, there's not many Hugh Douglases and John Riches that you would confuse.
Come on, man. Do better.
A little homework. Aaron did his homework. What do you got for us today? What are you thinking?
So can I do like a little something new here, like an Ask Joe Giglio? Can I ask you
a
question?
Sure, yeah. Go for it.
So I was driving home from work the other day, and I got a hankering. Like, we know, like, Hugh gets a hankering for bacon, right? And I had a hankering for a nice New York strip steak. As a vegetarian, like when you're done for the with the show today, like what's your like, man, I can't wait to get some cauliflower. I mean, what is your go-to as a vegetarian?
So I'm a cauliflower guy. Yesterday I had some falafel, Aaron. I found falafel here in the city.
Okay. I don't give a shit.
Well, he asked a question.
Hey, so on the topic today.
Yep.
I don't understand why, Joe, you are like bringing up this Hurts thing. I mean, how have they won the whole postseason?
Well, I mean, they won with their defense against the Packers. They won with Saquon against the defense, but mostly Saquon against the Rams. And then they won with everything against the Commanders, including Jalen Hurts. But
everything.
But none of these teams are the Chiefs. None of them are Reed and Mahomes. Like, this is the top of the mountain now. We got to put our best foot forward to get over the hump here.
So let's go back to high school. This is basic civics, right? Or physics, right?
Okay.
So you basically take a 400-pound piece of wood, right? And you put it on a rope, and then you just bang it into a brick wall. You bang it into a brick wall, and you bang it into a brick wall. Eventually, that brick wall is going to crumble. And that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend. Our big hosses are going to pound on Chris Jones and whoever else they have on the defensive line.
Yeah.
And they're just going to pound them and pound them and pound them. And we all know that you may stop Saquon 80% of the time, but he gets a little opening, he's gone. I'm seeing three touchdowns from Saquon. I'm seeing three touchdowns from Jalen. I think it's going to be a 42-14 blowout.
Woo!
And I think the biggest factor is going to be Vic Fangio and that Young Guns gangrene defense 2.0. I just think that the Young Guns are going to make a statement this weekend.
Well, this would be their biggest statement if they could do that. And their defense since the bye week, and Aaron, good phone call, has been amazing. Hugh, if they could do it again, I mean, we had the discussion in December. Is this the best Eagles defense of all time? And your point then was you picked the 2017 team because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and they play well on defense tonight, like they hold Mahomes to 23 points, it's the best Eagles defense ever.
Yeah. I go further. I make it even easy. If they win the Super Bowl and hold the Chiefs to 400 yards total offense, they'll be better than the other defense. They'll be way better than the other defense.
Well, and we had a lot of people that day, we brought it up and said, well, the 91 defense, it's set down. Those guys didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the ultimate, thing that they could do. If they win it all, go through that whole run, go through that whole gauntlet, undefeated, and win it all, that's a huge feather in your cap, man. That means you were one of the best defenses in the league. Number one defense. You know, you're talked about, like, real talk, all jokes aside. If you go in there and with the accolades that you bring into this game, there'll be conversations where they had where you'll be probably in the same conversation with the Bears that year with the Baltimore Ravens because of what you were able to accomplish. The simple fact that I don't think I'm hyperbolizing here at all, because you talk about going from one of the worst defenses in the NFL to the number one defense in the NFL.
In a year.
In 1 year and closing it out. Like, you closed it out. Yeah.
So the other thing that hits me with that, Hugh, we've brought up the comparison a lot to the Seahawks, 2013
yes.
Seahawks at the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
They finished their run by holding Peyton Manning to 8 points in the Super Bowl. Like, that cemented them as an all-time great defense.
Yeah, and that's how you have to do it, man. That's how you have to do it, man. You have to have moments like that that separate you from everybody else. And if they do that, that separates them.
Yep, it will. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Let's talk to Mark, who's up next right here on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
So, yeah, so the first Eagles Super Bowl run, you know, they played a New York Giants squad that just beat Minnesota, and they smacked them around. And then they played a Philly squad who, four plays into the game, lost Brock Purdy. They smacked them around, and they go in the Super Bowl, and they score a lot of points, and they can't get it done. And so this year, the Chiefs played Houston, you know, without their top two receivers in Tank Dell and Stephon, but they still managed to keep it close. Then they beat Baltimore, and they beat the Bills, who, by the way, are two of the top teams in the AFC. Eagles played, you know, banged-up Packers squad. They played their hardest game, in my opinion, was the Rams. Rams were basically a play or two away from beating the Eagles. I was stressing. And then, you know, they played a Washington team, which Washington shouldn't have been there. But, you know, they took care of business versus Detroit. I would have liked to see Detroit, because that's the closest thing you're going to see to Kansas City in the NFC, right? But now you're going in, and like you were saying, you're facing the cream of the crop. And I've been watching this KC team all year. They run a lot of heavy personnel. And it's not even close. Like, less than 50% 11 personnel is pretty insane in the NFL.
Yeah, they do a lot of tight ends with Kelce and Gray. They have them out there a lot together.
They do a lot of RPO. Eagles are very, very susceptible in the flat all year. It's the worst part of their defense. Kansas City is going to throw a lot of quick screens. It's going to be tough to match up. To me, the difference with KC is that's why I'm so scared to play them is like we have Smith, we have Brown, and Dallas Goedert. And that's about it on offense, right? And then you have Saquon. And his game in the pass-catching category, I need to see more of, because that's really what's going to beat Kansas City, because they're very susceptible to the back. Their running backs are not really very good. Their blocking's inadequate, but their receivers are tremendous. You got people are not even talking about DeAndre Hopkins because he's not even utilized, but he's a matchup nightmare for our corners.
Yeah, they have a variety of wide receivers. It's not like they have one or two here. They have like four or five,
and then
each game different guys do it.
They have guys that can beat you on every play. You got Juju Smith-Schuster, which people are forgetting about. You got Justin Watson. Really well. I mean, these guys are fast and Xavier worthy. And imagine if they had their receiver that's injured in Rashee Rice, and this offense is going to be crazy. I expect the only way the Eagles can win this game, and there's only one way. So Saquon's going to get his, right? He's going to get his 100. He's going to get his. Jalen has to play better than how he played in the first game. If he plays the way he's been playing in the playoffs, they're going to get destroyed. They're going to get destroyed, right? You cannot play the way
he
played.
So I don't know if they'll get destroyed, but I think if you tell me Jalen plays the way he did overall in the playoffs, not just the last game.
Then they win.
I think they lose.
You think? No, I think if he plays the way he's played, they win.
But if he plays the way he did against the Rams, he took seven sacks.
I'm going to disagree because the game I'm thinking about is the last game
they played in. The seven sacks, you can't win like that, Joe, because now you're talking about – my fault, caller. But now you're talking about turning the ball over.
There you go.
I'm sorry. You got it back, sir. You got it.
No, well, I mean, you know, the difference is that the sacks are a big difference, but Chris Jones is the greatest playoff performer we've ever seen on defense in NFL history. He's one of the best.
Until Jalen plays.
This Eagles offensive line is susceptible to injuries. They're coming off of a couple of
– You mean they're injured. They're not susceptible to injury. They're injured.
Banged up.
They're banged up.
Well, I mean, Landon Dickerson has been, you know, injured the last couple of years. Mariota has been a tremendous pickup. But Cam Jurgens as well
has also been injured as well.
So I expect it to be close. I expect, obviously, the Eagles have the edge in rushing.
Yeah.
In terms of quarterback play, I expect it to be – It's not going to be 40 points. No team's going to score 40 points on the defense. Listen, Kansas City hasn't scored more than 30 in the last couple of games. Eagles' defense, these last three playoff games, have given up more yards than they have all year. The three teams, correct? So it's like the Eagles' defense is not blowing teams out, right? I mean, still the Rams are still scoring.
Well, the turnovers. The turnovers, really, and Mark, the turnovers have been the huge thing for this Eagles' defense for a while now. I mean, that's why this defense has been so dominant. They turn you over. It's not like they're just getting stop after stop. They get stops, but they also take the ball away all the time now.
Yeah, and that's why I feel strongly about the fact that I hear what everybody's saying about Jalen playing better. Jalen does what he's supposed to do, man, and he capitalizes on the turnovers that they do create. Then he's going to have a chance. He's going to have a chance to do his thing. He's going to have a chance to do what he does, man.
Well, he is, and he's going to have a chance to be the player that we need him to be. And I think he needs to play super well on Sunday for the Eagles to win this football game. All right, getting set to join us now, as we got some great guests coming up over the next hour. Next hour, we'll talk to Greg Olson. But this hour, Hugh, we get a chance to talk to someone who people at WIP remember. Her name is Colleen Wolf, now with the NFL Network. Colleen, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Oh, my God, it's so good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too. How
you doing? Hugh, how long ago did we work together?
No, you know, every time I see you, Wolf, and I see you on television, the only thing I think about is you're fired. Remember that?
So this was like a game that we played with Angelo Cataldi. He did this bit every year, and he would bring in interns. And I guess like someone at the station used to decide who would win this intern game. It was like a game of Survivor, too. And the winner would get a chance to stay on as the intern.
Yep.
But then whoever did the deciding was gone. So they were like, how about Colleen, as an intern herself, fires her peers and then decides whose future is going to change, basically.
That was the best.
That was fun. That was like 2004.
Yeah, it was. And I got to tell you, every time that I see you, it just does me proud to see you come from where you come from to doing what you're doing. And that's why every time I see your post, I always put on there, Wolf.
I know. I love it.
Wolf. Yeah, so it's great to see.
I feel like Philadelphia is just like, I have everyone is like my big sister and brother there. And everyone's like, oh, my God, we're so proud of you. Look what you did.
Oh, no, because it's just great because you put your nose to the grindstone, and it's just great to see. And all the kids out there listening, that when you put the hard work in, you will get rewarded for that. And
yeah.
You really did that. Thank you. Really, really did that.
So,
really.
Colleen, what is it like for you these weeks when the Eagles are here? I mean, you get to do your normal stuff every year, Super Bowl, NFL Network, but it's got to be a different kind of fun when it's the Eagles.
Well, it's like a family reunion at the same time. So it usually is sort of a reunion at Radio Row in general, sure, because everyone's here, but there's so many more Philly people here, and everyone from home is also trying to come to the game. Everyone's trying to get tickets.
Yep.
So
everybody's trying to get next to you.
Everyone's trying to do it. So it's busy, but it's really fun, and it feels a little surreal. And, of course, I have to, like, not be a total homer,
but still a little
there.
Bit. Yeah,
but it still comes across.
Kind of what I am. Is like I can't really hide it. Yeah. So yeah, I just like hope and pray that I'm not going to get like fired.
So my biggest question to you is, how hard has it been in these last few years to balance the Colleen that we know and the one that everybody else knows and still try to stay grounded? How tough has that been for you?
I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired from doing it. It's fun. It's a good problem to have, mm-hmm, but I kind of just have to still stay true to who I am, and that's kind of sort of become my brand, which is a weird thing to say.
No, but it's the truth, because you've been in this business long enough to know,
yeah,
that there's a time, it comes a time where a decision is made,
right,
about which line do you want to walk down. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, and I just kind of also feel like it's more authentic if you kind of tell the truth about who you are, mm-hmm, because everyone who is in sports is here because they at one point in time were a fan of the game or a team.
Of course.
And so it would be weird if I wasn't a fan of anything or had no background on it. So
yeah.
I just kind of, whatever, I lean into all of it.
You should.
Yes, you should.
You can see Colleen on NFL Network's The Insiders every night, 7 p.m. Eastern, during more than 60 hours of live Super Bowl coverage on NFL Network and NFL Plus. All right, Colleen, what do you think? Eagles, Chiefs, we did this 2 years ago. It didn't turn out the way we wanted, and here we are again. So how are you feeling about the Eagles' chances this time?
I feel good about the Eagles' chances now. Now with Saquon Barkley and with Vic Fangio, I feel like those are the two big, yep, pieces that the Eagles did not have in Super Bowl 57. And if you go through this entire team, I would almost argue that every single group is probably better than Super Bowl 57. Aside from, I would maybe take the defensive line was like really deep.
It was.
2 years ago. And obviously the offense has changed a bit. So Jalen Hurts played a different game then that he's playing now. But I think it's really encouraging to have him coming off of the NFC Championship game with the performance he, mm-hmm, had and the passing game doing what it did, because we just became so accustomed to seeing them run the ball. And that was working. And so I had no complaints about, mm-hmm, it. But also it would be a lot easier probably in some of those wins if they were able to pass the ball and have a little bit more balance. But ultimately they ended up winning. So here they are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm curious, because me and Joe, we've been kind of going back and forth about this all day long. As far as what type of Jalen Hurts do we need to see in this game? Do we need Superman Jalen Hurts that has to outplay Patrick Mahomes? Or do we get closer to Jalen Hurts that played in the NFC Championship game and had that type of performance? What do you think?
I think I would love to see the NFC Championship type performance from Jalen Hurts, because if he's Superman, that means things have gone wrong and that he's pressing, and I don't like any quarterback pressing. I don't like any quarterback trying to be Superman, because when they pull it off, it's wonderful, but usually they don't pull it off, and that means things are tight in the game.
Yeah.
So I don't expect this to be a game like a blowout or anything like we saw against the Commanders.
Yeah.
I expect it to be a close game,
yep,
but I hope that it's a balanced attack and that Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do everything. It's nice that he's had this two-week layoff so he can heal up a little bit more, and I hope that that kind of translates to his game when he has to take off and scramble.
Did you see the Saquon thing coming? Because we were doing it live and, like, doing it day-to-day, and I was like, wow, they signed him. They never pay running backs.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he still had this in him. Usually backs get to this age, and it's, uh-huh, like, okay, Does he still have that burst? And then the first few games happen, I'm like, oh my goodness, how did the Giants let him go? He's still the best running back in the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think too, just the way that the Giants use him, it seems like he's just been resting the whole time.
Yeah, he has.
So
for
he
years.
Has very fresh
yeah.
legs.
Yeah.
I was very surprised that he ended up coming to the Eagles. I think it makes sense though, since he's from here.
Sure.
He's familiar with this area. And it was such a luxury ad for Howie Roseman and the Eagles in general, because they were like, oh, well, I guess we don't have any other things we need right now. Let's bring in a running back who is so talented. And I keep thinking about that post where his daughter was like, oh, does that mean we're going to win now?
Yeah, time to win,
like,
yeah.
We're going to Philadelphia? That made me laugh so hard when I saw it. And every single time that the Eagles have won, I've thought about her. From week one, just in Brazil, the performance that Saquon Barkley had up through now, it's just been such a fun season. And to watch him as a former Giant wear an Eagles uniform doing it is just all the more fun.
Yes, it petty. Is. I like that. That's the petty part that I like.
I love the pettiness.
Yeah, we're very petty on this show. Yeah. Hugh brings the petty every day. Colleen Wolf with us here on Super Bowl Sunday. Wake up and catch Colleen and the rest of the crew for a special 8.5 hour edition. 8.5 hours. Wow.
Eight and a half.
Day.
NFL
Enough.
Game day morning starting at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network and NFL Plus. That's a long time. That's a long pregame show.
It is, and then I'm doing the in-stadium hosting for the actual game for the Super Bowl. So
that's cool.
It's awesome. It's super fun. It's a long day.
I'm sure.
I'm not really sure how I'm going to sustain this day, but I know the next day I'm just going to sit in silence and stare at a wall for like the next week after the game.
You need it.
Every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So where are you? Where were you and where are you on Andy? So that's like – It's like they're intertwined forever. The Eagles and Andy, and now facing him for the second time. And I was saying earlier this week how this game, like, it's almost like two people break up and you see who has the better part of the divorce. If the Eagles win, it's pretty darn even. They have beaten him. He beat them. The Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls. If Andy wins this, he clearly won the divorce here. He'd have all these rings. Eagles would just have the one.
He clearly won the divorce.
I mean, it would be obvious. where are you on
Some
Andy?
Some analogies are they get low. They
where
get
low. Are you on Andy right now? As obviously, what you know, him as an Eagle at one point, and now what he's become.
Well, I think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time, and if he ends up winning this third straight Super Bowl championship, I mean, he goes into like the all-time
the
record
Rushmore,
books.
Yeah.
He's already there, but this really cements everything for him and his legacy and this Chiefs dynasty. But it's hard not to just love him no matter what, because
he's our family member.
He is. And it's like, you know what? We'll stick with the divorce metaphor here. It's like when your aunt and uncle get divorced and like you your uncle's family, but like you really loved that aunt. And like you want everyone to still kind
of
like
course.
Stay close and cool.
That's
and you know what?
Analogy.
They start coming to the family holidays eventually. And then it's just like, you know what? We're all cool. Even though everyone has like kind of moved on to different places in their life. Like I still love Andy and he was so good here and he has such a great personality too. So it's hard to not like him in general. He's just a likable guy.
And he's changed so much since his time here in Philadelphia.
Really? How so, do you think?
Well, I think because he's more personable.
Yeah,
he's doing the commercials and everything. And listen, before I go in, we're not waxing poetic about Andy. We're just talking about
Callers
him.
Callers are going to be mad at you here.
No, I'm just saying, we're just talking about him as a family member.
Where are those loyalties?
But I still want to kick their butt Sunday. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah. Right.
I ain't want to go too long because, you know how it is in Philadelphia. People starting to think I'm rooting for Andy, and I don't want that.
They get on him for that.
Yeah,
we'll just make it clear.
Make it crystal clear.
All right, we need a prediction for you, but from you before we let you go.
Okay.
Eagles, Chiefs, who wins? What's the score?
All right, well, come on, go Birds. The Eagles are going to win. I actually do legitimately think that they are going to win, too. But I do think it's going to be a close game. I'd say something like, I don't know, 28-27.
1 point?
Damn.
Oh, is it going to? Yeah,
damn,
1-2
well,
points.
That's
I know.
You ready for that?
Do you think we'll have another overtime, too? I don't know.
My heart.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
it's gonna be a lot.
Situation.
All right, Colleen, we appreciate you hopping on, and have fun this weekend, including the 8.5 hour pregame on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you. Hey,
Colleen Wolf, you NFL Network. All right, coming up, we got Greg Olson next hour. Elliot will join us, 215-592-9494. Plus, someone on the Eagles is prepared to make a pretty big sacrifice to win this game Sunday.
Sacrifice.
We'll get to that coming up. It's the Midday Show, live from Radio Row, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two left.